Some sounds have been part of baseball for generations.
Hot dogs.
Other ballpark sounds are more contemporary.
Ready or not, here I come, you can't hide.
Baseball and other sports have been turned into entertainment experiences. Fans and players not only expect a multimedia show, they want it. NPR's Jeffrey Katz prepared this report from Baltimore.
On a ball, we'll go Let's Go O's. Let's go with it.
Jason Seamer is a disc jockey of sorts. He oversees the entertainment at Oriole Park at Camden Yards, creating a soundtrack for the game as the action unfolds.
This crowd wants to dance. Let's YMCA.
There are a few quiet moments at the ballpark. Baseball used to provide some time to reflect on what happens on the field. Now, practically any action triggers a loud response from a massive scoreboard and sound system. Seamer is a high-tech cheerleader in this enterprise. Sometimes he directs the production crew to play the sound of rhythmic applause, urging fans to pick up the beat.
The first couple times we'll play these claps will give you a good indication on what kind of crowd you have that day or night. It sounds like we have a pretty decent crowd tonight.
The 12-man production crew does its work from one of the best seats in Baltimore, behind home plate and a state-of-the-art production studio. One computer holds nearly 50 hours of music organized by situation. For instance, there are several categories of songs for when the Orioles are rallying. Another to greet an opponent's relief pitcher as he jogs to the mound.
That wasn't, you didn't have to do that.
There are a lot of choices available at the click of a mouse and a lot of people to please.
Well, what we like to say is playing, being a DJ here and playing to a stadium is like playing to a wedding of 40-some thousand people.
He takes some requests from the players themselves. Each time Jeff Conine of the Orioles steps to the plate, the entertainment crew plays his special song.
It's called Devil's Dance, and that's a Metallica song. He had requested it, and the first time up we played it, he hit a grand slam, so we decided to definitely stay with it, at least until he decides he wants something else.
Devil's Dance works again tonight. Conine hits a single, scoring a run.
And we're going to hit it, hey, right here.
You might not think that ball players actually care about the music being played on the field, but many of them do.
If you have a song that motivates you, it becomes part of your routine.
Jeff Conine is an 11-year veteran of the big leagues.
When I'm walking up to the plate, especially at home here, I hear my song and it gets me focused even more. Just like the way I pick up my bat basically the same way, and I put the pine tar in the same way, and I take my same number of swings. It's just, you get that routine that mentally gets you prepared to hit a baseball.
Ball players surround themselves with music from the moment they enter a stadium hours before game time. On rare occasions, teammates have even fought over what's played in the clubhouse. Pitcher Dan Plesac of the Toronto Blue Jays says he rarely heard music in the clubhouse when he first came to the major leagues 16 years ago. Now, his whole family considers baseball to be a musical experience.
You know, it's funny, it's almost becoming to where now when, you know, my kids come to a game and they hear a song, they know who's coming up the bat, they know Carlos Delgado's song when he bats, and they know a pitcher when he's coming into the game because of the song that he picks. So, you know, it's becoming part of baseball.
This multimedia package is a formula used by Major League Baseball and by many other professional sports for that matter. But there are still a few places where you can hear music played the old-fashioned way.
Just having the organ sound, even in the parking lot as you're pulling in and then walking into the park, you know you're at a ball game as opposed to a concert or a shopping center or any place else you might go to hear the same canned music.
Nancy Faust has been playing keyboards for the Chicago White Sox for 31 years. She's accessible, fans can walk up to her during a game and make requests, and whimsical with her musical choices. She was the first to serenade opposing pitchers as they depart, and the visiting team after a loss, with the song Na Na Hey Hey, Kiss Him Goodbye. She survives in this high-tech era because of her spontaneity.
Oh, let's just say the ball player is swatting a bee because a bee is on his head. So I'd play Flight of the Bumblebee or just something like that. It's just something that you can't capture on canned music.
Although Faust now splits time with the disc jockey, Chicago's Comiskey Park remains one of the few big league ballparks to even have an organ. Most stadiums sound like Camden Yards, though not everyone likes the music there. Carol and Russ Culp of Westminster, Maryland, don't even agree on the subject.
I think it's horrible.
What's wrong with it?
It's too loud, and it doesn't appeal to everybody.
It's great. It really is great.
What do you like about
it? Just different generation, that's all.
But you do like it, seriously?
Oh, sure. It's, well, it's today. I mean, if you don't like today, what are you going to like?
Indeed, it's the music that entices Danita Brown of Baltimore to come to the ballpark.
I like the music. I'm young and I need to be motivated and stimulated, so therefore I like the music to stimulate me to get in the game because I know nothing about baseball.
Jason Seamer and the rest of the Orioles production crew are happy to oblige.
That's our main goal here. I mean, baseball has evolved so much that it's not just going out to the game and watching a ball game. It's now more of a family thing where the videos and the music and everything else is, it's more of an attraction, a night out for the family and for people to have a good time. And it's not always about the game on the field.
It's the top of the ninth inning now. The Orioles need one more out to beat the Toronto Blue Jays.
All right, don't let these guys have a break here. Now's the point. You want to do all you can. You don't want a dull moment at all.
Seamer wants more noise from the fans to unnerve the batter and energize the Orioles reliever.
Everybody up and let's go O's.
It's a strikeout.
Nice. Nice game, everybody.
The production crew's final act for the evening is to create the right mood as fans leave the ballpark. After a win, the soundtrack ends on an upbeat note.